Chris and Kira on 2FM.
You know what, actually, Kira, I want to get right down to it because I want to find out exactly what is going on with this, because this is, I hope this is true in a way. I saw a picture of this on the internet, but I wasn't sure if it was like a joke or whatever. Kira, let's welcome to the phone. Let's give a big round of applause to Grace O'Reilly from Her.ie. Of course, everyone knows Her.ie, and Joe.ie, two massive Irish websites. And Grace, hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Not so bad. Not so bad. I have to say, I love Bruno Mars.
Yeah, isn't he cool?
A lot of love for him.
Yeah, see, this is it. I mean, I think that he was getting made fun of a lot there and everything, and I felt almost bad for him because he's such a nice guy. He's so pleasant. He's so innocent, and I don't know. But anyway, Grace, I'm glad that me and you are on the same page on this, but let me tell you something. Grace, I wanted to put this to you. What is the camel... Firstly, Kira, what is camel toe?
Camel toe, Chris, yeah. Is when, you know damn fine well what camel toe is. You just want me to explain it, don't you?
No.
I think everybody in this world. Okay, so you know what a camel's hoof looks like?
Sure.
Chris, okay, well, when a lady wears jeans that are too tight, let's say, there are certain lips in a particular area that may then look like a camel's hoof.
Oh, okay.
So then it's called camel toe.
But a camel toe is obviously on her body. And it's because it's kind of protruding through the tight garments.
Yes.
Okay, well, now I understand.
Yes. And no female, Grace, I think you'll completely agree with me here.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
So it's not...
It's a no-no.
Grace, it's not a desirable fashion trend.
No, it's not. It's not something any female sets out and thinks, do you know what I want to have on show tonight? The camel toe.
Okay, right, all right.
Because lads know that exists down there already. We don't need to kind of accentuate it.
It kind of looks like Pac-Man, like from the side. For anyone who's looking for a visual, that's kind of what it looks like, right?
I'm never going to be able to play Pac-Man ever again.
Well, there you go. That's kind of what it looks like. But anyway.
Very descriptive.
Yeah. So, Grace, we came across this. It's the camel toe challenge. Okay. And look, we know there's been so many different challenges on social media as of late. Some really great ones. I mean, we had the no makeup selfie, which raised over 1 million. We had the cock in a sock, which was the global hashtag to encourage men to kind of join in, you know, raising awareness to testicular cancer. And then obviously of late, we've had over 1 million euro raised for the Irish motor neuron disease thanks to the ice bucket challenges that have been going online.
So now there's what? Grace, now there's camel toe challenges?
Well, what's the story with it?
Right, okay. So the camel toe challenge has started. It started to appear on timelines on both Twitter and Facebook around 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And basically, it just works the exact same as the ice bucket nominations, which I'm sure everyone has come across now at this stage.
Sure.
So basically, it's you're nominated by a friend, or that's what you're led to believe. Now, I'm not entirely sure whether this is actually a real deal. I'm sorry, Chris, to have to break it to you.
Oh dear. But then, what is the basis of the challenge?
So the challenge is that a lady puts on her tightest trousers or leggings that reveals the lovely camel toe or Pac-Man.
Okay, yeah, sure.
And takes a selfie, so basically a camel toe selfie, and uploads it online. And it's basically in a bid to raise awareness to cervical cancer. But as I said, nothing has been confirmed there yet.
Yes. Now, I imagine it hasn't really taken off. And obviously, it's so very important to raise awareness for cervical cancer. But
yeah, Kira, why are you not doing this?
I don't know with this particular campaign. I mean, I think enough ladies revealed enough with the no makeup selfie. Do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And the thing is, I'm not I think that's an image that you're going to look back in a couple of years and you're going to forget that it was a charitable cause and you're just going to be really embarrassed with yourself.
I'm going to be on Facebook and be like, geez, there's Grace O'Reilly from Her Daddy. Oh, is that her taking a picture of her camel toe? Oh, right, fair enough. And I'm not going to have any context as to why or what you were doing it for.
Do you know the worst thing about it is, like, I would get into the papers, right?
Of course you would.
Literally, for showing my camel toe.
You should, though.
I mean, how proud would my parents be?
About
2 weeks ago, I was in the Sunday Times. You know what I mean?
Mm. And then it was a lovely article.
Thank you.
Grace, wasn't it? Did you see the part where she friend-zoned me, though, and said, we're not a couple. Did you see that?
I did see that. And then I also witnessed that you blocked her on Twitter.
Yeah, I did. Of course I did.
Harsh.
I mean,
harsh.
Look.
Grace is on to you, Chris.
No, look, I mean, who wouldn't do that after that personal outing,
Grace,
here?
Am I right in saying this, that there's some really weird trend in Japan that is embracing the camel toe?
Yeah, so it's a bit like, yeah, so there's lingerie to accentuate the camel toe.
Sorry, go on.
Apparently in Japan, they love it. And I'm going to give you, it's also known in Japan and in other parts as something else. It's called fat cat.
Fat cat. Oh, I get it. Yeah.
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 So
well, another word for a cat might be a...
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So
pussy cat, right.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
So they have lingerie. It's just exactly like, I don't know whether you remember, Penny's last year brought out padded pants.
Do you know what? I was actually going to purchase
for
some.
Ass, was it?
It was before I'd started my squatting, right? And I was like, I got to get a J-Lo ass here. How is this going to happen? And I did see those padded pants and Pennies, and I was like, ooh, but then I kind of figured they'd kind of be like the Wonder Bra. You'd take them off and you'd wonder where the boobs went. You'd take the padded pants off and you'd wonder where the ass went.
The guy'd be like, where those ass cheeks gone?
Yeah, literally.
So, but this is weird because in our society, in Western society, sure, in feckin' Pennies, you could get pants that extenuate your ass. So I don't really see why we'd be so hard on the Japanese for having pants that extenuate camel toes. You know, who are we to judge?
You know, the best thing about the pants
go ahead.
In Japan are, they're right, so they obviously come in different colours, you know, if you're very fashion conscious, but they have a curtain. So you can hide the camel toe and bring it out.
Oh, wow.
Or just when you need to.
So just like, just kind of lift up, you know, and be like, surprise.
Yeah. Go gadget camel toe. It'll be perfect. And then you can just have the camel toe protruding. I think this is amazing.
Will you buy me one of them for Christmas?
A camel toe extenuation pants.
Yeah, go on, go for it.
Of course I will. Grace, I take it it's on your Christmas wish list as well, is it?
It is. You know what? I ordered one the other week just to make sure it was here in time.
Oh, good. Well, look, I mean, it'll definitely be here in that case.
Okay, so we don't know whether this social media campaign for the camel toe selfie is genuine or whether it's going to take off or not. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say no.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's many other great ways of raising awareness for cervical cancer. I think we should all put our heads together and maybe come up with a new internet craze for that.
But here, genuinely though, Grace, supposing, right, this was true, yeah?
Okay.
And cervical cancer obviously is a huge deal. I know that it affects so many women. It affects really, really young girls as well. I mean, it is a thing which affects an awful lot of ladies. And it can strike quite early in life as well. Do you not think that in a way, if this is a true trend, that being in a position as a national broadcaster, Kira will kind of almost have an obligation to do this challenge?
She would, yeah. Chris.
She would, I think. Like, it would almost kind of be her duty in a weird
and
way.
And I think Kira could do it for the rest of us. Just, you know.
Yeah, well, she's a representative, sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, you guys, I don't know would anyone want to see that.
Kira, I would do it, but that would be really weird if I did.
As lovely as that region is.
Yeah.
I really don't think people need to see that.
Don't you care about raising awareness?
Okay, do you know what, Chris? No, you can't turn that. No, do not turn that around on me.
Hey, you know what? If you're on the internet, you should tweet Kira and tell her that she should do this. That's what I think. Maybe if Kira gets enough nominations for the Camel Toe Challenge, she will do it. You know? So at I Am Kira King is Kira's Twitter. At I Am Kira King. I'm going to get the ball rolling in a minute. But look, Grace, I see you've done a bit of research on this. I mean, you even have the Japanese pants picture in the article that you wrote for her.ie. So, I mean, it's clearly, it is a trend in some part of the world. Maybe the Camel Toe Challenge hasn't quite caught on yet, but it's certainly going here on Japan anyway. So, Grace, how about... We remain silent, myself and yourself, and we see we see where this goes. And then if it does turn out to be a real thing, perhaps you and I will come on again and we'll kind of convince Kira to do it properly.
Definitely, and I'll obviously have to feature it on the site.
I would like it. Grace, do you think you'd have the power to do this? Could it be so that, and I don't want to use too technical terms here, could for a 24-hour period, could her.ie make the landing page just the picture of Kira's...
Oh my God.
Camel toe selfie, like as in when I first log on there, could that be the splash screen when I go on?
Chris, if you ask nicely enough, and I can persuade them that
you could get the higher ups to maybe, all right.
Kira's camel toe will splash on the screen.
Okay, well look, Grace.
This conversation didn't end up the way I'd anticipated it. Okay?
I think it ended up perfectly. I think
it ended
amazing.
Up exactly just the way you wanted it to. But anyway.
All right, look, I tell you what, this is class. Grace O'Reilly from her.ie. Grace, I mean it. Thank you for coming on this evening. It was great fun.
No bother at all.
There we go. Check out her.ie, of course, as well. That's Grace. Chris and Kira on 2FM.